That's right. Every Wednesday we do this, and if you want to add to the conversation, because you drive the bus, America, rent-free, 1310@gmail.com. And let's start out with good P1 and frequent tweeter and emailer, Chencho.
Chencho.
He says, hello, sweet spot. Ever since Sean said that he leaves his phone on the barber's table when he goes in for a haircut, I haven't been able to stop thinking about how weird that seems. Okay, can you let me finish the email? I typically just leave my phone in my pocket. Last two times I've been, once it got cut by a 19 to 24-year-old female, so I was wondering if she would have thought I was trying to flirt with her had I done what Sean does. Other time was a black dude around 40, wondering what he would have thought. Chencho. And I will say this, the reason I do that is because I don't like to sit on my wallet. And
fair.
I also don't care to have my cell phone in my front pocket when I'm sitting down. And often, as we all do, we carry backpacks. So we have our man purse, and our keys, wallet, and phone are almost always in there. So I've been very accustomed to not having anything in my pockets hardly at all. When I go to a restaurant, I will sit my phone and my wallet down on the table.
Yeah, I've got my phone here.
Exactly.
And yesterday was haircut day for me again. Uh-huh. And I thought of... It's not, I don't think it's weird that you do that. I thought it was weird that you thought it was weird that I don't do it. Because when I get my hair cut, yeah, I'm just going to leave it in my pocket. Now, if you want to put it on the table, that's fine.
Do you sit on your wallet, though? Because I think that's just
super uncomfortable. See, I do the thin wallet, which is just this one, like a billfold type thing, and I just throw it in the front pocket. Okay. I used to do the old wallet thing, and yeah, that would be uncomfortable on my big old ass, but.
And also.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, if I don't put it on the table, I don't. Think that's weird.
I don't have any ass, so I sit on my wallet.
You feel it's some
assless, so the wallet serves a purpose.
I'll hook you up with my BBL guy. Get that ass looking plump.
What about you, Justin?
I just keep my wallet in my side pocket, my shorts.
All right, well, maybe I'm the outlier here.
So if you put stuff in your pocket, like it'll be phone, wallet, keys, do you do the same? Because I'll do phone, left pocket, I'll do keys.
Front right,
yeah. And, you know, a pen maybe, mm-hmm. If I'm going somewhere with a pen, same type of pen.
When you have to sign autographs.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But yeah, nothing in the back pocket, other than maybe a skull can back there just to look cool.
I will put my glasses on the barber table.
Okay.
Yeah. I obviously take them off.
So I feel like there's at least a little spot for your stuff, because you're not supposed to wear a cap when you go in to get a haircut, but sometimes you're just out and about and you need to get your haircut. You might be wearing a cap. And most places now don't have hat racks, so you would just put your cap on that little space on the little ledge in front of you by the mirror.
See, I'll just put it on my knee, so when they put the little drape over you, my cap is just sitting on my knee underneath it.
Okay. I'll put it on my crotch, so when they put the apron over you, it looks like you're, you know, packing a little bit.
And I was talking to the wife about this instance. She doesn't think it's that weird, but she says she holds her purse in her lap while she's getting her hair done, which I think that would be... kind of a beating, right?
Yeah. There is something about, though, leaving your wallet has all of your financial stuff, your identification, everything.
Uh-huh.
There is something about leaving it out of arm's length while you are immobile.
I don't know if it's like, I mean, I could lunge forward and grab my wallet if somebody ran in there to try to rob the place.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a weirdly intimate thing. And honestly, I don't want to, especially people that are on their phone while they're getting a haircut. Mm-hmm. That's a big no-no. Because you don't need to be leaning down or moving your head. You need to be focused on what that person is doing for you. They are providing you a good service.
Yeah, when I was wallet guy, and if I would do that and take the wallet out, I would always put the phone on top of it. So it's, you know, it's a package deal.
Right.
You're not going to lose your wallet. If you lose one of them, you're losing both of them, but you're going to have both.
And when I've had hat at the barbershop, I will just put the wallet, phone, and keys in the hat upside down on the ledge.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's weird that Chencho is so bothered by this. He had to email in.
No, like, just to clear it up, I don't think it's weird you do that. But when I said I left my, because I was talking about it, it was the mica trade.
Right.
And I learned about the mica trade during the haircut, but I didn't look at my phone because, you know, I'm not going to look at my phone during a haircut.
That's rude, yeah.
But I would like to talk you into the thin wallet. It's a life changer. You can put everything in it, all your cards. You can put some cash in it. You don't have to put it in your back pocket.
I know.
I've
been a leather wallet guy for a long time, so that's kind of an easy go-to gift for the wife every 5 to 10 years. Like, once they once they get to a point where they're pretty, you know, worked out, you should get a new one.
Get the new Gucci wallet.
Exactly, exactly. All right, let's go to Brianna, who says, whenever I clean the toilets in my house, which is inevitably every other day since I have two young boys, the earworm of Donovan's classic rendition of Under Pressure implants, Upper Decker, I shrug and whisper that to myself, I, a white woman, have been hanging around those white people too much. After listening to a segment of Rent Free, I sent a group message to my best friend and her husband, a fellow P1, my Rent Free thoughts in form of lyrics to that song. Her response, I just want y'all to know that my car read me these text messages and I have zero idea what's going on right now. Thanks for what you do to your, well, you know the rest. P1, since I had to pretend I didn't know what ED commercials meant on the drive to middle school with my dad in 2001. Brie.
There was a lot in that email.
There really was.
That's a lot of information.
A lot of info, but the Upper Decker is... This was a great ticket stock moment for sure.
Classic.
And the bit itself is obviously in ticket lore.
And he did the... Like, this is a 4.5, 5-minute song. He did the whole Under Pressure song.
This is epic.
Takes a while to get there.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh.
Do, 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 do. That's a sober Saroy. Do, 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 do. Upper Decker, flush it down, you see. It'll come back up on you, twinking ass for. That Upper Decker, that turns smiles upside down, splits a family in two. Damn near got me beat. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
That's great.
I love the, had my feet up on the seat. That's my favorite part.
All right, so let's move on. Thank you, Bree. Thank you for supporting our show. And sorry about your kids who do a lot. Let's go to Bren. Bren Miller, P1, says, your rent-free segment hit a chord today. This is from last week. Like hearing the real lyrics of a song that you thought you knew, I always thought he was saying fresh red pepper instead of fresh pepper, like Bacon said back then. It lived rent-free in my head so long that I may have incorporated that into a few passwords over the years.
Okay.
Thanks for what you do, Bren.
I think we've all used ticket jargon as passwords before. Not saying which ones or currently, but yeah.
Venus.
Yeah, that one. So what did the guy last week think it was? French?
He thought it was, what do you say? French red
French red pepper?
French Frenchy pepper.
Frenchy pepper. But it's Freshie Peppa.
It's Freshie Peppa.
Freshie Peppa?
From the SNL skit. All right, this is from P1 Mason. He says, hey, fellas, I recently realized that I use a lot of words from 90s cartoons. For example, meh from The Simpsons.
Kids, would you like to go to Blockoland?
Meh.
But the TV gave me the impression that...
We said meh. M-E-H. Meh.
He also said, womps from Recess. Now, I was not a Recess P1 as a kid. I've seen it
brother,
before.
You missed out.
Okay, but this, I found this on YouTube. This was the origin of womps as they go back in time to second grade when they decided to come up with this word.
Sorry I got you sent to the wall, Vince. Every kid knows you're not supposed to cuss in school.
Hey, I laughed and repeated it.
It's just...
Boogerhead.
That's a classic.
You know what we need, Vince? We need a word that will never get us in trouble. A word that doesn't mean anything. That way, when we stub a finger playing wall ball or spill out cocoa in our laps...
We can yell without ending up at the wall. Neat. But what's the word?
It's gotta be something short, sweet, and meaningless. How about sprocket?
I think that's a part of a tractor.
Borscht?
That's some sort of dessert.
Flan?
So gross.
Oh, man. This making up stuff.
Womps. That's it. No giving skin at the wall.
So that was a big formative Lando cartoon.
Recess was a fantastic show.
Okay.
So that had a movie too.
That was Disney, right?
Might have been, yeah.
I think it was Disney because I was a Nickelodeon kid and I didn't watch Recess. Sounds cool though.
He also said that Boy Ain't Right from King of the Hill, which I just want to play this montage because recently I've grown my love for King of the Hill back up because they re-released the latest season on Disney Plus, and this is a fun one.
That boy ain't right. Boy ain't right. 6 a.m. and already the boy ain't right.
Bobby, you joke around like that in public, people are gonna think you ain't right.
Damn it, Bobby, this just ain't right.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, man, a dang old boy ain't right, man.
Hold up, Bobby, that ain't right.
If you ask me, Hank, that boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right.
Peggy, the boy ain't right, but he's not sick.
I haven't even finished breakfast and that boy ain't right.
So, Ham, are we getting a season two? Has there been confirmation of that? Because we only got 10 episodes of this.
I want to say I saw that they're making a season two, or they decided they're going to do it. But, like, a lot of their people died.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They kind of covered for it, though, in this 10-episoder.
I don't think that's going to be a trend. Like, I don't think we're going to get more. I mean, we could.
The Mike Judge King of the Hill curse.
That would be terrible.
That would be terrible.
I didn't see the streaming numbers either. I would hope it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's huge around here because it takes place in Texas.
It takes place in Dallas. It's what,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of references.
I see Arlen as Richardson, like an Richardson-Arlington kind
of
crossover.
I always thought of it as Garland.
Yeah, kind of the same thing. All right. Pretty much any town.
Yeah. Finally, let's go to Noah. This was from about a month ago. He says, "Hi, guys. In this day and age of awful public speaking, I always go back to the goat of bad speeches with the ultimate dumb guy pull out of the ditch ending. This is from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but this was a staple on VHS as a kid for me.
Everything is different, but the same. Things are more moderner than before. Bigger, and yet smaller. It's computers.
Take your time.
San Diego's high school football room!
Now, were you too young for Bill and Ted?
It would come on TV. I really remember Socrates. I thought that was really funny because his name looks like Socrates.
And I tell you how disappointed I was about 2 months ago when me and Lily Jane are sitting around and she's like, "Let's watch a movie." I'm like, "Okay, cool." We found Bill and Ted. I'm thinking, "Oh, this deals with history.
It's not a girl movie."
And I remember
movie.
Loving it. She was so disinterested in that thing.
Yeah, definitely a boy movie. Yeah, they met it.
She was saying,
and didn't they make a new one a few years ago that was probably terrible?
I don't even know
if they remade one. I thought I heard about it though.
Well, there's Rent Free for another week. We do appreciate all the emails.
Good
Rent Free 1310@gmail.com.